Mindfulness Man. Meditate to free your mind. Hello and welcome to Mindfulness Man. This is the second podcast. Last week, I introduced mindfulness with a very short and loosely guided meditation. This week, we're going to look at posture and the breath during guided meditation. This will be very short, about 15 to 20 minutes, and we'll gradually extend meditation time as the weeks go on. Make a commitment to yourself now to do it every day. No excuses. If you run now and then, you'll never become fit. Daily practice is necessary to see positive changes in your life. If you run for 5 minutes a day, it's better than not running at all. But still, you'll never get fit. To see powerful changes in your life, you should try to eventually get up to 30 minutes of meditation a day. When you reach this point, your experience of life will unfold in miraculous ways. You have to be kind to yourself, though, and use wisdom in pacing. Jumping straight into 30 minutes would be mentally and physically excruciating for most people, so build up slowly. Then meditation will become the best part of your day, instead of the part you dread. I'd like you first to get into a seated posture. A chair is fine for now, but make sure it's one without back support and that your feet are flat on the floor. If you're used to sitting cross-legged on the floor, even better, do that. If not, consider attempting it in the future. Now, comfortably seated, close your eyes. Don't squeeze them shut. Just allow them to close naturally, with ease. Try to engage the lower back by tilting the pelvis slightly forward without overarching the back. From this firm base, we can start to build spinal alignment without any strain. So just see what that feels like. Straighten the spine, but keep it fully alive. We're not trying to become a brick tower block, stiff and lifeless. We're more like bamboo, strong yet flexible, able to respond to the changing elements. Slightly tuck in the chin and allow the crown of the head to feel as though it is slightly elevated, as if it contains a little helium, just enough to hold the head in place so that the neck muscles can relax. Now move your awareness into the soles of your feet and feel them relax. Look for any sensations, tingling, pressure, or whatever you can find. Placing the mind there, the sense of positive exploration. Maybe you can feel warmth or cold. With this same attitude, slowly sweep the attention up the calves and into your thighs. If you find any tension as you move through any part of your body, stop there. Hover over it with a sense of investigation. If you feel gripping, allow the muscle to let go. Now move into the belly and feel the sensation of breathing. The rising and falling of the breath, making sure that you're not holding any part of the belly. If you do find holding, let it go. Relax. Move into the chest. Feeling the breathing there. And then down both arms and into the fingers, allowing your awareness to relax all that it encounters. Sweep the attention out of the fingers and onto your buttocks, allowing them to relax. Feeling the pressure and the weight of the body. Let your awareness travel up your back, letting go of any tension and holding. The aligned spine is strong enough to hold you upright. No muscular tension is needed. Now move into the shoulders and along the crest of them. Are the shoulders slightly scrunched up? Are you holding them? Drop them down. Relax. Let go. Move up the neck to the back of the head. Feeling whatever is there. Then moving to the top of the head. Feeling any sensation present. Tingling, itching. Nothing is a problem. Every experience is valuable in mindful reflection. Now relax the scalp. Move onto the forehead, loosening any holding, relaxing. Relax your eyes. Relax your cheeks, even the cheekbones. Allowing gravity to pull. Relax the mouth. If you find you are clamping your jaw, just let it loosen. If there is any tension in the body, just move the mind over to it. When we shine the light of awareness on tension, we can see that it isn't static. It's a flow of movement and change. When we watch this with interest, it opens. It allows us to be okay. Its presence, the presence of tension, isn't a problem. And this awareness, the mind, opens a window for it to leave through when it's good and ready. No hurry or problem. If it wants to stay, that's fine. It may have something to teach us, and that will be revealed in good time. In mindfulness, tension, pain, and pleasure are all equal, just experiences to be observed and felt. This attitude brings about a great mental power that we call equanimity. Now move your attention to your nostrils. Find the point at which the sensation of breathing is the strongest. This, for some people, is the end of the nostril, towards the very tip of the nose. For others, it might be the point at which the nostril meets the upper lip. Everybody is different, so find your own point and relax. Maybe you can't even feel it. If this is the case, don't panic. Just wait patiently. The breathing sensations will come as you settle and relax. Hold your attention at the point of strongest sensation. Don't follow the breath as it moves through your body. Just as it passes this single point, like a post holding up a seaside pier. As the sea comes in and out, it stands firm, unmoved. Your awareness should be stationary at this point, feeling the flow of the breath passing over it, in and out, trying to stay the whole of the in-breath, the pause, and the whole of the out-breath. Just feeling, not thinking about it. Getting in touch with the raw sensation as if you are taking your first ever breaths. When your mind drifts away into the future, which it will, planning, worrying, or the past, just gently bring it back to the sensation of breathing. Returning to the breath over and over again. This is the training. Each time we see we are lost, mindfulness becomes stronger by returning. So, no harsh judgment. Coming back to the sensation of breathing at that chosen point, over and over again. Feeling its texture and its quality. Feeling the temperature. Leaving the present for an imagined future is trading in life for fantasy. We are being robbed. The theft is of our awareness of being alive, our greatest gift. If you're lost in thought, no judgment. Just gently return to the sensation of breathing. Now, open your eyes and just look. No thinking. Just looking. things look different. Somehow new. Maybe more radiant. This can be your experience of life, so stick with me. If you've enjoyed this, please take a moment to give it a positive rating on iTunes and come over to mindfulnessman.com for more on meditation. I wish you well. Thank you. Bye.